136, verse 1. And I cleared this with Dave, because in the bulletin it says that we're just reading verse 1, but we're going to do verses 1 through 3 this morning. 1 through 3. And you guys have an active part. I'm going to read a line, and then you're going to read the second line, all right? As soon as you look at it, you'll see what I mean. This was set up to be what they called antiphonal. A person up front would say one line, and then everybody else would say something in response. And so I'm going to read the first line, and then you guys are going to say, "His love endures forever." Let me hear you practice. His love endures forever. Okay, good. First line. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. I'm hearing different translations. That's okay. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. All right. His love, his mercy endures forever.
Happy Sabbath. Now, I have to share with you, it's always kind of difficult for me to have sermons during summer, because my weeks are long, my days are long. This week I start every morning between 3:30 and 5 a.m. and worked until dark because I farm. So it's long days, and on top of that I was picking up hay with a bale wagon. A piece of metal caught me and fractured a rib. So I had that to deal with. Now, are you thankful for little blessings in life? Because if a rib is right here, it wasn't up here, because I've had fractures there before, and it's really difficult and hurts to breathe. So what a little blessing that at least I can breathe without pain. You know, God is so blessing to us. One little more story about this week. I did hay, 3 fields of hay, and I didn't get a single drop of rain on any bales of hay. So God blesses immensely, does he not? You already should probably be there in Psalms 136, verses 1. We're going to read again. And I'm going to read 1 to 4 and 23 to 26. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. How thankful. Forever. Oh, give thanks to God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. And I also heard love. There's so many things about our Lord. But the important part here is not only God's love, not only is he merciful and gracious, but it endures forever. Ever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him alone does great wonders, for his mercy, love endures forever. And rescue us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. What a blessing that we have in a Savior who loves us that much, who loves us enough that he came to this earth. And remember, folks, I want to include something, because this is often overlooked. Our Savior came to this earth, gave his life, shed his blood, for our salvation. What a gift. Is that not quite a gift, folks? But something that we need to remember, it wasn't just Jesus involved in our salvation. It's not just Jesus who loves us. It's not just Jesus who wants to be with us for eternity, but our Heavenly Father as well, folks. It was right there, very much a part of the whole entire process, and loves us just as much. Did Jesus not tell his disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father? So let us remember the Father, the Son, our Holy Spirit, our guardian angels. Folks, we are loved. And what I want to remind you, topic of the sermon today, not only now, but forever. Now, how much on this old earth is going to last forever? Not very much. Not very much. And what's another word we can use for forever? Eternity. They're one and the same. Forever, eternity, they're one and the same. I praise my Lord for the fact that we have eternity. So what is on this earth that we can take that's going to last forever and eternity? Us, folks. Nothing else on this old earth will last forever. Nothing on this earth will last for eternity. But what? You and I. How awesome is that, folks? We're a part of that. It's our decision to be a part of eternity with our Savior and our Father, with the Holy Spirit, with the guardian angels. I want to talk to my guardian angel. Because like old Paul Harvey used to say, I want to know the rest of the story. How many times my guardian angel has been there to watch over me? And I know I've been protected numerous times in my life. And I don't even begin to know the times that I don't know anything about. What an interesting thing it will be to talk to our guardian angel, the Holy Spirit, our Savior, our Father. Not in prayer, but face to face. Pretty awesome thing. You know, while we just read in the Psalms, a merciful, loving God who came to this earth, lived, and this always is something that's interesting to me, lived a sinless life that just doesn't comprehend in the human nature. Yet our Lord lived that life to save us, to cover us with his blood. If you turn to Ephesians 1, 7, and 8. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. You know, it's an amazing thing that we have a Savior that covers us with his blood, forgives us of our sins. First John 1 and chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is that not a promise? If we confess our sins, he'll forgive us. Right here's the promise. And if he forgives us our sins, they're gone, folks. White as snow. Never to be brought again. Yeah, they're forgiven. What a blessing. What a gift. Praise our Savior for his mercy and his love. I want to read something to you from Steps to Christ. And you know, I could read almost every page because there's a blessing in every page of this little book. It is peace that you need, heaven's forgiveness and peace and love in the soul. Money cannot buy it, intellect cannot procure it, wisdom cannot attain to it. You can never hope by your own efforts to secure it. But God offers it to you as a gift. without money and without price. It is yours if you will but reach out your hand and grasp it. The Lord says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. What a blessing. It's a promise. What a life we have in front of us. Not just forever, but for eternity. And you know, folks, I implore you, read, keep reading, keep studying. I mean, there's the Bible. There's the steps to Christ. There's the great conflict, desire of ages, on, all that we have to read. And you know, every time I read over again the Bible, or any of the books, or Mrs. White's writing, every time I read over them again, I learn something new. So not just once, but twice, three times. There's a blessing in every time you read it. So please, keep reading. Because you know what? There's a statement. Knowledge. It's knowledge that will set you free. Free from what? Satan? Sin? It's knowledge that will point you in the direction of our Savior. It's knowledge that will tell you the things I'm telling you. It can be yours by simply reading any of the writings of Mrs. White, any of the writings of the prophets given by the Holy Spirit through the Bible. Please keep reading and keep gaining knowledge. Does it not say we'll gain and learn knowledge throughout eternity? Wow, I can't even imagine 10,000 years later still learning. What a Lord we have. What a Savior. What is there so much to learn that we don't even begin to know as humans at this point? But we will learn and know when we're with our Savior in heaven. Now, if you want to follow along, I'm going to pretty much go through the Bible text in my last. Revelation 1, verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. God has been with us, not just at the beginning, not just now, but forever and eternity. It's a promise. He's with us. Revelation 11:17. Saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Is not God going to be with us forever? Are we not going to be with God forever? What a blessing. What a Savior. What a Father in heaven we have as well. What a Holy Spirit we have to be with us, to dwell with us. What a blessing. We have guardian angels to watch over us and protect us. In the Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created heaven and the earth. He was at the start. Genesis 1:27 and 28. So God created man in his own image. Folks, God created us in his own image. You know, I see so much beauty around us in a fallen, sinful world. God created us in his image, and we live in a fallen, sinful world. Yet what beauty there is in God's creation, even in this world today. I can only imagine what heaven is like. In the image of God created he man, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. It was never God's plan for it to just be Adam and Eve. What was his plan for Adam and Eve? To multiply, to fill the earth. and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. What a home Adam and Eve must have had in the garden. God was in the very beginning with Adam and Eve, his creation. You know, after sin entered the world, it could have just been the end and said, you know, that's enough. God said, it's just Adam and Eve, I'll wipe them out and be done. But even as sin entered, there was a plan, was there not? Plan to redeem us. Plan to save us, to save me. This is personal, folks. A plan to save me. There's already a plan in place. God has been with generations down. Noah, Moses, Isaac, Joseph, King David, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, it can go on what God has done for his people to save them, to keep them alive. You think he loves us? I know he does. It's assured this morning. Now, I know you know this text, beloved text of John 3. I'm going to read 15 to 17. So whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Do you believe in him, folks? Yes. Expect eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now remember what I said. Remember who God is in this passage? It's God the Father, folks. Loved us, loved this world enough that he gave his only begotten Son. They each had a part in this. I can only imagine as he looked down with the angels what Jesus was going through for us. All heaven suffered, folks, for us. All heaven was watching. The gift is ours. It's complete. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8, but God commended his love toward us. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My understanding is that our Savior didn't say, you know, folks, you got to be perfect, and then I'll come down here and save you. Save you from what? The wages of sin is death. It took our Savior's coming down to redeem us. It took our Savior coming down to shed his blood that it covers us. And he come not on a condition. There's no condition other than that we give our lives to him. Follow him and accept his gift. There is no other condition. He come and saved us in our sins. Yet while we were sinners and died for us. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Is our Savior interested in saving us? Does he say, you know what, I'm up here on my throne. If you want to come, come. If you want to be saved, saved. If I understand this right, he's at the door knocking. He wants us to be a part of his life, heaven, salvation. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will sup with him and he with me. What's our responsibility? Open the door. Is that difficult, folks? Pretty simple. Open the door. Because our Savior is standing there knocking. It says right here in Revelation, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. I like that promise. If we overcome. Even as I also overcame and then sat down with my Father in his throne. Again, his Father. I just want you to remember that our Father is just as much a part of our salvation as Jesus is. Our Father cares just as much for us, loves us, wants to spend eternity with us, just as much as Jesus. If you've seen me, you've seen my Father. They're one and the same. John 14:16-18. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, in whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. And I've said this before from up here in front about the Holy Spirit, if you remember. And people can't believe in the Holy Spirit because of what? They can't see him. But folks, he's right here with us today. If we could draw back the curtains and see our guardian angels, the Holy Spirit. And he's not with us just today, but every day of our lives that we ask. What a blessing that is. Even the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Do you realize that we are the spot place for the dwelling of the Holy Spirit? He dwells within us, folks. What love and mercy our Savior has for us and for the Holy Spirit. He's a part of us. He doesn't dwell over there somewhere in Israel or somewhere in Russia or somewhere in Washington, D.C. The Holy Spirit dwells with us, folks, not in some other place. He's a part of us. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And believe me, our Savior does come to us, folks. He's knocking at the door. Did we not just read that? He stands knocking at the door. All we have to do is open the door. And the gift is ours. He wants us to be with him. He wants us enough to come from a throne in heaven to this earth as one of us. To give his life to save us. And God will be with us, how long? Forever. Eternity. Absolutely. And behold, I come quickly. Revelation 22:12-13. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, always with us and forever. First Thessalonians 4:16-18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, and with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. I'm thankful that our sisters, brothers, fathers, mothers are asleep waiting for our Savior. It's a promise, folks. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Can I add forever? And you know, it's quite the promise we'll be able to, what a reunion that will be with all of our loved ones, with our guardian angels, with our Savior, with each other. It is my prayer that we're all together on our Lord's return. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Folks, are you comforted to know this? Share it with each other. Share it with the others. Revelation 21, 3 to 5. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I'm so thankful for our Savior and that my rib will heal. I'd hate to have pain with it for the next few years. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Are they true, folks? Are they a promise and a gift to us just because we can't see it? Is the Holy Spirit with us just because we can't see him? Yet, I know I have seen the acts of my guardian angels. Because I know I've been saved different times in my life. They're very much a part of our lives. Our Savior knocks at the door, invites us to come in and live with him for how long? Forever and eternity. Do not lose sight of that, please. Hold that in your prayers, in your thoughts. Know what we have before us. Not this earth, for the things of this earth shall pass away. Oh, folks, we have a place that's so much more glorious than this earth. So much. And not for just 90 years of life or 100 years of life or for eternal life forever, folks. May you be blessed.
Please stand and sing like you mean it. There's a sermon in songs. Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way. In a little while we're going. We shall cross the bill.
Please bow your heads. Dear Father, thank you. Thank you for your love and your mercy. I praise you, dear Jesus, for your sacrifice and for your gift to each one of us. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us and dwelling with us. Please bless, dear Father, this church family. Please bless each one. In Jesus' name, amen.